I'm thankful for a lot of things this week. I have a wonderful family, good friends, and good health. I'm also thankful that I'm not Britney Spears. I say this about Britney after watching a videotape of a woman who appears to be Spears moving her car through what appears to be a red light at a Los Angeles intersection. As one news organization put it, Spears approached the light slowly, then raised her cell phone to her face before driving into the intersection as someone outside the car screams, "Red light, red light." What the story doesn't mention is that Spears was driving in a hail of flashbulbs at the time, all from photographers trying to get a good shot of her with her kids inside the car. Moreover, it appears that it was one of the swarming photographers who yelled out the red light warning. Let me put it this way. If I'd been driving, I would have had my eyes on the person swarming about my car, including the two very near my front bumper, trying not to hit anybody. Sincere apologies for missing the red light in the mayhem. I'm not making excuses for Britney Spears here. All I'm saying is that there appears to be more to the story than meets the newsprint, and at least her turn signal was on. What's really interesting about the seconds-long paparazzi-infused video is that California has moved to protect people like Spears from the actions of some photographers. The statute is titled Invasion of Privacy to Capture Physical Impression, and it creates liability for invasion of privacy when a person attempts to take a photograph or gather sound in a way that would be offensive to a reasonable person. But there are some asterisks to that relatively broad language, including that the person photographed has to be engaged in a personal or familial activity in which he or she has a reasonable expectation of privacy. Britney Spears probably knows that she has no privacy when she's out driving with her two kids in the back and, according to news reports, a court-appointed monitor in the passenger seat. She's not the only one who's had this sort of problem. Long before the California legislature enacted the paparazzi privacy statute, Jackie Kennedy Onassis used law successfully to keep a celebrity photographer a certain distance away. When the court in the case defines paparazzi as photographers who make themselves as visible to the public and as obnoxious to their photographic subjects as possible, you sort of get the sense of who's going to win. Ultimately, a federal appellate court wrote that the photographer had gone beyond reasonable news gathering because of his obtrusive and intruding presence, finding the photographer's focus on the Kennedy children particularly unreasonable. But that decision, and what some call the California paparazzi statute, won't keep photographers away from celebrities like Spears, as the video so aptly shows. So I'm thankful that I'm not Britney Spears. To contradict the chorus from a popular song on the radio these days, then, I don't want to be a rock star. I'm Amy Guida.